One cool thing that is happening that we're going to talk about right now as well, because we know for sure that that is happening, is the 17th annual Wacky Tacky Mill City Mentors Charity Golf Classic. It's taking place at Sky Meadow Country Club. Beautiful Sky Meadow Country Club. God, I haven't played that place forever. I need to get out there. It's Thursday, September 19th, and here to talk about it are our friends from Community Teamwork Incorporated and Mill City Mentors. Bridget Quinn is here with us from CTI. She is their Director of Volunteer Services. Good morning, Bridget. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to our new home here.
I know. This is great.
You were impressed. You were just happy you didn't have to do the stairs of death on Central Street, right? You brought a couple of guests with you as well. Ed Banks is here. He is the coordinator of Mill City Mentors. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. If you'd be kind enough to pull that microphone a little bit tighter to you, because you're not a loudmouth like me, so we don't want to hear a total echo. Bud Mercury is here as well. He is the co-chair of the Mill City Mentors Advisory Committee and also the Golf Committee. Welcome to you as well, Bud.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you all here. So let's talk about, first of all, the name, the Wacky Tacky Golf Tournament. What is a Wacky Tacky Golf Tournament as opposed to the kind of regular golf tournaments we're used to playing in?
So I guess I'll take this one.
It wouldn't be because of the pants you're wearing, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the pants that I'm wearing are covered in watermelons, and I wanted to create a tournament that is fun for people as well as being competitive. And, you know, out there now people are wearing crazy clothes, crazy outfits when they golf. I wanted to do something different this year. So I decided Wacky Tacky, dress as your craziest outfits, tackiest clothes, and just have fun.
Kind of like an ugly sweater contest except on a golf course, right?
Exactly.
And you've been doing this for how long now? How long have you been with Mill City Mentors?
Since May, actually. I just started up in May.
Okay. So. And for those who are wondering what is Mill City Mentors, it was formerly known as Big Brothers Big Sisters, correct?
Right. So within the last probably 8 months, we've changed just the name, really, to Mill City Mentors. We were previously known as Big Brothers Big Sisters for about 30 plus years, but we decided over the past year that the national office was going through some different changes, and we were looking to kind of go in a different way and expand and grow our program a little, especially to really be able to help those that are transitioning from high school into college and things like that. So this seemed to be our best bet to be just go straight under Community Teamwork completely. So Mill City Mentors, you know, remains a program of Community Teamwork, but it also gives us much more flexibility as to the programming we can provide.
And when you talk about expanding the services, that's one of the things that jumped out to me. You think of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, mm-hmm. generally dealing with younger kids, you know, kind of elementary school age, going up through the, you know, middle school and high school years, the formative ages. But actually, the age group someone has to be to qualify for this program is 7 to 22. So you're kind of taking them through college at this point as well, right?
Yes.
Why expanded? What were you finding was kind of the needs that weren't being met, especially for, I guess, what, 18 to 22 is kind of where you've really kind of changed it and grown?
Right. So that seemed to be a real need, especially in our community. Community Teamwork as a whole has been working a lot on the homeless youth. And so that, you know, has been on our forefront as well. And we really looked at this part of our programming as being a good complement to that, and really being able to help transition and support those youth as well, but also those that are currently in our program or would like to come in our program that are really at those critical stages of not really knowing what their next steps are. So instead of them just facing it alone, they have some additional outside support and really be able to make some good choices and have some support through that.
So how does a child become part of the Mill City Mentors program? Who makes the contact? How does it work? Take us through the process, if you would.
So the process is we get an application for somebody puts an application in, typically parents or an outside agency. I will look over the applications, contact the families involved. They come in, they do an intake meeting with me. I interview the child, interview the families, get some information, and we go from there. We take anybody that is willing to be part, we don't discriminate towards anybody part of our program. Any child that wants, they want to be part of the program, we take them in. My job is to match up them to a mentor.
And who are the mentors typically?
Mentors are basically anybody 21 years or older who wants to volunteer their time. We ask them to be in the program for 1 year, so 1 year commitment. And the same type of process I do with the mentors. I interview them. They go through background checks. They go through every possible thing necessary. Interview them. And if I feel that they match up with somebody, I try to match them up.
So what are some of the things that a mentor might be asked to do? What a lot of folks say, oh, I'd like to do it, but, I'm busy and, a one-year commitment. I don't know if I can do it. I've got things going on in my life. You know how it is out there. What are some of the things that a typical mentor is asked to do?
Typically, it's anything that, the families and they decide that they like to do, bring them to the park, go hang out, go to the arcades. We don't ask our mentors to spend any money. So there's lots of things that they can go. They can go ice skating. They can do, whatever types of things that they like to do, go play basketball or, just spend some quality time with that child. And just be there as somebody, as like a good friend of theirs, basically.
Mm-hmm. And who is the typical person who signs up to mentor? Are they on the younger age? You mentioned 21 and above.
Yep.
Do you find them closer to 21 or do you find people who maybe have kids of their own? Who is
signing
up for
this? Lately, it's been a broad range of ages. I have a few mentors that are in the younger, closer to 21 age, and then I have a few that are in their 50s or in their 60s that have children that have already moved on or into college, and now they want to be part of another program to try to help out.
How many of those who sign up to become mentors were actually part of the program formerly known as Big Brothers Big Sisters and now Mill City Mentors?
Recently, I've gotten probably about two or three that have said, oh, I've been part of Big Brother Big Sister and I really want to help give back.
What was good about our transition too was that all of our current matches that were with our Big Brothers Big Sisters program transitioned to Mill City Mentors. So there was that whole phase of, making sure everybody was on board with the new programming style. And those that had wanted to stay with Big Brothers Big Sisters had that option as well. But everyone transitioned with us, so that was a nice piece for us to start with.
It is 8:25 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Bridget Quinn, Director of Volunteer Services for CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated. Ed Banks is here. He is the coordinator of the Mill City Mentors Program, which is now a part of the CTI programming, along with Bud Mercury, who co-chairs the Mill City Mentors Advisory Committee, and also their golf committee. Bud, let me get you in here, because you're being, really quiet today. So
you're going through all the technical stuff.
Yeah, we didn't have you fighting. Talk a little bit about, conceptually, for you, how important this golf tournament is, and the fundraising, how much of it is required, how big the need is to get enough mentors to meet all the needs of the students who are out there. Bridget and CTI have talked about the homeless issues and everything. Let's talk a little bit about the big picture here.
Yeah, we started the tournament several years ago because obviously over the years, funding from the state and the federal government has been diminished or getting less and less. So this was a way to supplement, to help keep folks like Bridget and Ed around to get the matches in, coordinate properly, and keep the numbers up. That's the one thing you don't want to see is the number of matches go down. Then there's obviously a lot of people in need. So between the golf and we also have the comedy that we do and a couple other smaller things. The golf, I would say, is the main fundraiser, which helps bring in a substantial amount of funds. We have a lot of repeat golfers every year. We always have a couple openings, as we do right now for foursomes and sponsors. And Sky Meadow's been very good to us. I think we're in our eighth year up there now, and it's a nice venue for an outing.
How much do you typically raise at the golf tournament? How much do you hope to raise this year?
I think we're in the 15,000 to 20,000 number, and we're looking, every year we set a little higher goal. Yeah. I think we're looking in the low 20s this year. So we seem to be on point. Doing one last push. We have a week and 2 days, so that's always the pressure time.
Sure. And, of course, it's never too late to become a sponsor. So what are some of the sponsorship opportunities for folks who are listening out there in the business community or individuals who would like to sponsor as well?
Yeah, we have some individual cart sponsors as low as $100, and your name gets put on the brochure and logo on the cart. We have hole sponsors where we make a hole sign and put it out on one of the holes. We have an action hole sponsor that would be on like a closest to the pin hole, a longest drive hole. And we have a lunch, dinner, and tournament sponsor also that we could talk to someone about. So, and of course, just the foursome itself.
And you have openings for players who want to play. This is the best time of year to golf, by the way, though. It's not too hot. It's not too humid. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. The weather's always great. Knock on wood. And it's... You know, it's, like I said, it's a nice venue up there at Sky Meadow. But yeah, we do have a few foursomes left available. And as you said, sponsors, we can make signs up until 2 days before. So.
And I noticed the format of the tournament here, because, you know, there are some competitive folks who like to fancy themselves good golfers and would like to win this thing. It's a bramble as opposed to the scramble that most charity golf tournaments are. For those out there in the listening audience, what's a bramble?
Okay. So a bramble is it's a combination of the typical best ball. Everyone hits a drive, and then you go to the best drive, and then you play your own ball in. So you do get to play with a regular scramble. Sometimes you don't, you know, if there's a real good player and you force them, they're hitting the drive, they're hitting the next one that are green, they're making the putt. You're not
sure.
So this is gives everyone a chance after a nice drive, hopefully, to play their own ball into the hole. And, you know, it's a good way to get some shots in on a nice course.
Yeah, so how do folks sign up to participate either as sponsors or as golfers?
You can contact either Bridget or myself through the website, or you can go on the website. Right on the website is the link that you can click on it, and you can sign up right there as well.
The website being comteam.org, and I did that this morning, and the link is nice and prominent right up there. You can't really miss it, Bridget, can you?
We try to make it as easy as possible.
If I can follow it, you know, it's
that's how I feel
easily.
Too.
Well, good luck to you on September 19th at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire, the 17th annual Wacky Tacky Mill City Mentors Golf Tournament. Bridget Quinn, Ed Banks, Bud McCurry, thank you so much for joining us in studios, and I hope you have great weather and raise lots of money for a great cause.
Thank you for having us.
All right, it is 8:30 here on 980 WCAP. Time for us to get you caught up on your local news, weather, and traffic. Then we're back with more Merrimack Valley Radio in the mornings.